from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's a mess.
A mess.
A mess.
This is Trash Talkin' Tuesday.
I would love to know what the hell's going on in our country.
Being a wise guy with me a little bit.
Talkin' trash now.
It's time to clean it up.
Brought to you by Florence Recycling. Satisfaction guaranteed or double your trash back.
Clean.
Coming clean.
News Talk 97.3 The Sky.
Good morning and welcome. Happy Trash Talkin' Tuesday. Thanks to Florence Recycling. Some of your top stories of the debate is tonight. We'll have it live on The Sky. It's 8:07, time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Also, we'll give an update on following Francine bubbling up in the Gulf. Shouldn't be a threat to Florida, but I'll track it for you anyway. But right now, we've got Sheriff Bobby Schultz from Gilchrist County with us. And good morning, Sheriff. How you doing?
Doing great, Bob. Thanks for asking.
How's the jail progress going?
Well, it seems like we've been talking about this for a year. Well, probably because we have. But I'm being told that within the next 30 days, we should be able to do our transition and get our inmates away from these other counties and into our own facility. So we're pretty darn excited.
Yeah. Well, yeah, like you say, it's been a long time coming, and it's much needed. What about the school safety issues? Schools just recently, you know, came back into session. We know there's always some associated stuff with that.
Yes, sir. All over North Central Florida, it appears like in the past week, they've been getting all kinds of threats, and they're playing off of the recent tragedies that they had in, I think it was Texas or Georgia.
Georgia, yeah.
And so we have a lot of copycats, and you know, but we don't have any room for error. We have to take those things seriously. We investigate them. I've just seen where the Columbia County Sheriff's Office and I think Madison County Sheriff's Office was able to track down one of these Facebook social media posts and arrested them. And it was, I think, a 13 or 14 year old male. And it's just, I don't think what they're doing, they quite realize how much effort it goes into trying to investigate these crimes and how much money it takes. But when we catch them, they certainly understand at that point, because we make sure that all the charges and the appropriate charges there. We make sure the state attorney's office, which they always do, go after them with the full extent of the law. And if they have the financial means, their families, and they're complicit in their actions, we make sure that the cost of the investigation is sent to them.
Yeah, I mean, just, yeah, the immense resources, and you're putting other lives in danger, especially if you have, you know, a sheriff's office. You don't have a ton of folks on the road. So if they're pulled in that direction, there could be somebody else that is going to suffer for it. Yeah, absolutely. So, go ahead.
No, I was just gonna, you know, I think it was last year we arrested a child, I think 11 or 12 years old, for making threats, and I unapologetically did it, because they got to know this is not the normal. It is not fun and games. It isn't funny. And if it happens in Gilchrist County, I'm going to reach out to any and all resources I have. We're going to find out who did it, and we're going to nip it right then. And I don't care what the age is. I think that's the only response that law enforcement can have in order to try to maintain some type of order.
Yeah, let word spread that, oh, that's awful. Did you hear that kind of sentence? Blah, blah, blah. Yeah, good. Spread it around. Hopefully it'll have a deterrent effect. I love peanuts, but on the road, big peanut trucks can be hazardous. We got to be on the lookout. 'Tis the season, correct?
Yes, sir. Our ag culture folks are they're always at full throttle, but right now it's peanut season, so a lot of people see these combines, these harvesters on the road. I just ask the citizens to understand that they've got to get from point A to point B, and they try to do it as safely as possible. I hear people, they get a little irritated, especially those who aren't necessarily from around here all the time or just moved here, about how big these things are, and they go so slow and they can't get off the road. Well, those things are massive, and they can't stop on a dime, but we've got to have them. I support them. I make sure that when they request escorts and ability to move safely through our municipalities and through our county, that we're there. But that's what drives our local economy is the agriculture business. And we all love peanut butter, and we all love bold peanuts. So I just ask everybody to have a little bit of caution, have a little patience, and just be grateful that these farmers do what they do.
Right. It's a mild inconvenience, to say the least. Hey, a couple of your deputies just got honored annual Hometown Hero Gala.
Yes, sir. In Ocala, they had an award show, and they honored Julio Diaz, who's a school resource deputy at Bell Elementary, or correction, Trenton Elementary School, and Deputy Brett Crawford. I think they recognized a lot of first responders, kind of, sort of, what the what WSKY does at their annual thing. But it was good, and the guys were honored. And any time that we can honor law enforcement or our first responders, it's a positive thing. And just they had a good time, and we really appreciate any and all that take the time to honor it.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition. You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rep pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
I got to ask you about the Wildwood weed, otherwise known as marijuana. This is going to be on the ballot. Instead of asking your take on how you feel about it, it doesn't matter in some ways because you're going to have to deal with it one way or another. So I guess my question is, from this perspective, Sheriff, if the law changes, recreational use becomes legal in Florida, will it require less or more of your office's resources?
Well, I have been doing a lot of looking into this, and I've talked to a lot of my constituents who are on both sides of this amendment, and I listen to what Colorado says. I listen to what Washington and these other recreational use marijuana say, and it can be scary. You know, it's a constitutional amendment, so if there's any room for error, it's going to be 20, 25 years before you can address it. Secondly, it's for law enforcement. There is, to my knowledge, no test that you can give if somebody's driving impaired and under the influence of marijuana, and that's problematic. Having worked on in the state attorney's office and public defender's office and as a law enforcement officer, it's more than just observing somebody's driving pattern. There's certain things you got to prove in order to hold people accountable, and to my knowledge, that's a problem out in Colorado. That's a problem everywhere. And there's lots of data out there that suggests that traffic accidents are increased by those who are under the influence of marijuana. And the last thing that's kind of concerning, in Colorado, you can possess 1 ounce of marijuana.
That's a significant amount.
Under this, it is. Yeah, the proposal for Florida is 4 ounces.
Wow.
4 ounces.
That's quite a bit, especially considering the potency level that we see in the modern era. 4 ounces is quite a bit.
Yes, sir. And there's arguments on all sides. I mean, I'm all about, you know, free market and everything else. And, you know, I have to concern myself with the well-being and trying to enforce the laws and uphold the Constitution. So I try my best to look at things objectively. But at face value, this seems to be concerning. And then the other, some of my constituents, is they see an opportunity to make money. Well, there's some data out there that in Colorado specifically, and they talk about tax money. They get tax money. For every dollar that's taken in, they suggest that, and they're saying that in Colorado, they're spending $4 for the services required to combat or to counter some of the negative effects that it has. And that's concerning. And then lastly, and I'll leave it with you, Bob, is the it's going to be very hard. These billionaire companies are the ones forcing this here in Florida. They already have a leg up on all these mom and pop stores that want to get in on the process. And I don't think that's getting out a lot, that how hard it's going to be to get them licenses, and it's by design because it's a bottom line market. This isn't about, hey, let's have everybody be able to partake of this organic weed. It's all about money, and they're trying to make everybody say, oh, we're going to have tax dollars, and you can sell it, and it's going to be make more businesses. I think they're going to find out that it's going to be very hard to get the license locally, and these billion-dollar companies are going to, out of Canada, are going to rake in the money.
Well, it certainly gives people things to really ponder before they go to the polls. And, Sheriff, we always appreciate your input. Sheriff Bobby Schultz, Gilchrist County. Keep doing a great job, my friend.
Thank you, and thank you for always having me, and thank you for having our six, Bob. Thank you very much.
You bet. It is 8:17. You're listening to the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and we've got plenty more to get to, including the big debate tonight. A couple things to look for. Share that with you next, coming up.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.